This is JD Wisgo from selftaughtjapanese.com, and this is episode 7 of my new podcast, Japanese Grammar and More. In this episode, I'd like to do things a little bit differently than I've done in previous episodes. First, I'm going to teach you how to count in Japanese from 1 to 100. After that, we'll have a little quiz about Japanese sentences, and then finally, I'll teach you two more words that you can use in daily life. Alright, now on to counting. Fortunately, in Japanese, doing basic counting is pretty easy. First, I'm going to teach you the numbers from 1 to 10, and then I'll show you how to put those together to make everything from 1 all the way up to 99. Keep in mind that when counting things in Japanese, depending on what you're counting, you might have to use suffixes or other special words. So what I'll be teaching you now are just the basic numbers. In another episode, we'll delve deeper into this and talk about how to count specific objects, like people. So now for the numbers themselves. I'm going to say each number in English, and then the corresponding number in Japanese. 1, ichi, 2, ni, 3, san, 4, shi, 5, go, 6, roku, 7, shichi, 8, hachi, 9, kyū, 10, jū. So now I'm going to say all the numbers from 1 to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So, how do we say 3 in Japanese? The answer is 3. How do we say 8? 8. So now let's see how to use these numbers in order to make numbers all the way up to 99. The trick is to use 10, which means 10. So the formula for making a two-digit number is first to say the number, that's the first digit, followed by 10, and then we follow with the second digit. Let's give a specific example of this. The way you say 22 in Japanese is 22. Notice we said ni first, which means 2, followed by 10, which means 10, followed by ni again, which means 2. 22 means 22. Now there is an exception to this. That's when we use things in the tens. We don't use 10, we just say 10. So for example, the number 18 would be 18. It wouldn't be 18. It's simply 18. So given that, how would you say 15 in Japanese? 15. So how would you say 33? The answer is 33. Remember, 3 is 3 in Japanese. And to make 33, we take a 3 followed by a 10, which is 10, followed by a 3 again, giving us 33. Finally, how would we get 99? Now, if you remember, kyū is 9 in Japanese. To get 99, we simply say kyūjūkyū. It's that simple. So, I wanted to mention a few more things related to numbers. First of all, the number 0 has two ways to say it in Japanese. Zero, which comes from English 0 as a loanword, and rei, which is more of the Japanese way of saying it. Also, the numbers 4 and 7 have actually two different ways to pronounce them. When we counted, we said ichi, ni, san, shi, where shi is 4, then go, roku, shichi, where shichi is 7. So 4 and 7 in this example are shi and shichi. However, it turns out the two other ways to say these are yon and nana. So you can say 4 as either shi or yon. You can say 7 as either shichi or nana. Why is that? Well, the story is that the word shi means death in Japanese, so it's sort of an unlucky thing. So depending on the situation, you would use one or the other of these ways of saying these numbers. It depends on the case, but the safest thing to remember for now is when you're counting in order, you typically use the shi and shichi ones, as we did before. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. However, if you're saying the words out of order, we more commonly use 4 and 7. So if we wanted to say 40, it's a little more natural to say 40, using 4 plus 10, which is 10, 40. And similarly, if we wanted to say 70, we would say 70. Now, we could also say 70, but 70 is arguably a little more natural. Now I'd like to give a little quiz where I ask you to say some sentences in Japanese. This will be using vocabulary words and verbs that we've learned in previous episodes. All right, here's the first one. How would you say, I will go via train in Japanese? One way to answer this is, 僕は電車で行く。Here, the で particle follows 電車, which means train, because the train is used as a ways or means in order to achieve an action, which in this case is 行く, to go. Notice I'm using 僕, which is one of the first person pronouns. However, depending on how you would like to describe yourself, you can use 私, 私, or there's many others you can use. 俺, わし, and even depending on the region, the first person pronoun can change. Depending on the context, you could even omit that completely. So, for example, if I asked you, どこに行く? You know what this means? This means, where are you going to go? Remember, どこ means where. に has several purposes. One of them is to describe the target of an action. And 行く means to go. So, どこに行く? Means where will you go? Or where are you going? Notice the word you is not actually here because it's implied from context. So hearing that, how would you say, I will go to Tokyo? One way to answer that is, 僕は東京に行く。And notice here, we pronounce Tokyo like Tokyo, not like it would be pronounced typically in English, which is more like Tokyo. Notice the intonation is quite different. Tokyo. Now onto another question. How would you say, I will not watch a movie in Japanese? You could answer that by saying, 僕は映画を見ない。Remember, 見る is a verb that means to see or to watch, and the negative form of that verb is 見ない, meaning will not watch. What if you wanted to emphasize that you won't watch a movie, but you may watch something else? How would you change that sentence? One way to say it would be, 僕は映画は見ない。Notice the second wa in the sentence is used to give a feeling of contrast. It has the nuance of, I won't watch a movie, but I might watch something else, even though it doesn't explicitly say that. Again, in this case, you could leave out the boku wa part and say only, 映画は見ない. Let me ask you another question. 誰がそこにいる? Do you know what that means? Well, I want you to answer it by using the word for teacher. How would you answer that question by saying teacher? One way to answer that is, 先生がそこにいる? Remember, そこ means there. いる is the verb of existence for living things. And of course, 先生 is teacher. Notice in the answer, I used が after the 先生. 先生がそこにいる? This is very important, especially because we're answering a question about who is there. Saying 先生はそこにいる would be a little unnatural in this case. Okay, let's do one more question. How would you say, a friend will not study in the room? One way to answer that is, 友達は部屋で勉強しない。Notice, in this case, the English question has two different articles, a and the. So, depending on the context, we could say it differently in Japanese. In this case, I use the simplest possible answer, which is 友達は部屋で勉強しない. Remember, 勉強 is a noun that means study, and しない is the negative form of する, a verb that means to do, and is also used as a helping verb in this case, to turn 勉強 into a verb, 勉強する, I will study. Now, before we finish, I'd like to teach you two more words that you can use in daily life. These are both related to eating. One is at the beginning of a meal, and one's at the end of a meal. These are important words for Japanese culture. So if you're ever in Japan or spending a lot of time with Japanese people, these are good words to know. The first of these words is what you say before you start eating a meal. It is, いただきます。Now there's no good way to directly translate this, but to give you an idea, what it literally means is, I will receive. Itadakimasu is the polite form of the verb itadaku, which itself is a bit of a polite form that means to receive. While this is a very simple expression, there's actually a lot of deep meaning hidden within it. In particular, the concept of gratitude for everything related to the food is in this expression. For example, by saying it, we are implicitly giving thanks to the food itself, which may be an animal or a plant, We're also giving thanks to those who helped prepare it, to catch the fish, to plow the fields, and so on. That doesn't mean that everyone who says that necessarily has such a deep feeling, but that feeling is baked into this word, so it's good to know about it. Once more, いただきます. Try saying that yourself. Good. Now let's learn one more expression. This one is said at the end of the meal and is similarly important because I would say the majority of Japanese people will say this when finishing a meal, even if they're by themselves. It is ごちそうさまでした. What this literally means is it was a feast, in the sense of really talking about the food in a complimentary way. Even if it was something small, like a donut or a piece of candy, it's still totally okay and preferred to say ごちそうさまでした at the end of a meal. Again, this is even if you're by yourself or with friends. It's just a good idea to say. Can you say ごちそうさまでした? Good. That concludes our episode. As always, if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to email me at self.japanese@gmail.com. I'll be glad to hear anything you have to say. Well, I'll see you next time. また次回!